Hello and welcome to Curie. I'm Matt, and today we're bringing you a roundup of some of the biggest neuroscience headlines from the American Academy of Neurology annual meeting, which wrapped up last week in San Diego. From remyelination in MS to AI-powered wearables for tremor, this episode spotlights five innovations that could change how we diagnose, treat, and manage neurologic conditions. Let's get started. First up, let's talk about multiple sclerosis and one of the most buzzed about presentations this year, the long-term data on CNM-AU8, a gold nanocrystal-based therapy that's showing actual nerve repair in patients with relapsing remitting MS. The results came from the Visionary MS trial and its extension study, where researchers observed clinical improvements in vision and cognition linked directly to evidence of remyelination. According to Dr. Ben Greenberg, head of medical at Clene, these results underscore the fact that CNM-AUA treatment in the phase 2 Visionary MS trial not only led to clinical improvements, but also demonstrates that these observed clinical benefits resulted from underlying tissue repair and evidence of remyelination. Here's what stood out. Patients saw sustained improvements in low contrast letter acuity, a key marker of vision function, as well as cognitive performance on the symbol digit modalities test. Those who improved clinically also showed MRI and VEP changes consistent with remyelination. The team reported that 96% of LCLA responders had corresponding MRI improvements, and 91% also showed VEP improvement. These analyses confirm the improvement of structure and function in the brains of MS patients treated with CNM-AU8 during the long-term extension, the researchers noted. After years of stalled remyelination trials, these findings are a rare and hopeful signal of therapeutic repair in MS. Next, we turn to migraine and a closer look at Vyepti, the only intravenous CGRP monoclonal antibody in a competitive class of mostly subcutaneous treatments. At AAN, Lundbeck presented new long-term efficacy data from both the PREVAIL and DELIVER trials. In PREVAIL, patients with chronic migraine who showed early response, defined as 50% or 75% reduction in headache days, were able to maintain that level of response for up to 84 weeks. In DELIVER, up to 83% of patients who responded within the first 24 weeks maintained their response through week 72, despite having failed prior preventive therapies. But it wasn't just about headache frequency. In a real-world analysis, two-thirds of patients reported a 75% or greater increase in good days per month. That was linked to meaningful changes in symptom severity, productivity, and overall well-being. One highlight, after treatment, 76.6% of patients with a strong response also reported moderate to complete improvement in brain fog, compared to just 42.3% in the less responsive group. These are quality of life wins that really matter in clinical decision making. Let's move from migraine to memory, specifically agitation and Alzheimer's disease. This year's AAN meeting featured late-breaking results from the ACCORD-2 trial, which tested ASS5, a combo of dextromethorphan and bupropion. And the results? Strong. Dr. George Grossberg, presenting the study, said the risk of relapse was about 3.6-fold less with ASS5 compared with placebo. Only 8% of patients relapsed on ASS5 versus 29% on placebo, and worsening of agitation symptoms occurred in just 21% of ASS5 users compared with 42% in the placebo group. That's a big deal when you consider how common agitation is in Alzheimer's, affecting up to 70% of patients. Dr. Grossberg noted this was a randomized withdrawal study, which simulates a lot of what happens in clinical practice, where patients start doing better, stop their meds, and then relapse. AX5 showed not only efficacy, but also a strong safety profile. No new safety signals, no sedation, no cognitive decline. Axsome Therapeutics now plans to submit a supplemental NDA later this year, potentially making this only the second drug ever approved for agitation in AD following brexpiprazole in 2023. Now, back to migraine, but this time with a device-based therapy. The Me Helper study, also presented at AAN, tested a transnasal cooling device that targets the sphenopalatine ganglion, a key nerve cluster implicated in migraine. The Me Helper uses dry, room-temperature air delivered through the nose to calm the ganglion, and it showed impressive early efficacy in the 10 LPM dose group. According to Dr. Marianne Mays of Cleveland Clinic, approximately 47% of participants in this dose group achieved complete pain freedom at 2 hours, compared with 16% of those in the sham group. Even more impressive, the device had zero serious safety events and no treatment discontinuations. The results suggest that Meat Helper offers a safe, effective, and accessible option as a standalone treatment or with other existing therapies, Mays said. Dr. Shaheen Lakhan called it a breath of fresh air in migraine treatment, literally, adding that with further refinement and validation, it could evolve into a practical option for patients seeking non-pharmacologic relief. Finally, we wrap with a story that blends AI and wearable neuromodulation, a promising treatment for essential tremor. The Tranquil study evaluated the Felix Neuro AI wristband, an investigational device that uses real-time AI to deliver dynamic electrical stimulation to the wrist. The device significantly reduced tremor and improved the ability to perform daily activities with a 6.9-point reduction in Matley scores, compared to just 2.7 points with sham. Rajesh Pawwa, who led the study, said, although oral medications are often used to treat essential tremor, they can be frequently unsatisfactory. The Tranquil study represents what could be a shift in how we approach essential tremor treatment. Commenting on the findings, Dr. Lakhan added, what's striking about Felix Neuro AI is that it's not just a wearable, it's a dynamic, responsive therapy that meets patients where they are, moment to moment. He went on to say, for a condition like essential tremor, where medication and surgery aren't ideal for everyone, this kind of AI-driven adaptability is a real leap forward. And that wraps up this special AAN edition of Curie. From remyelination in MS to smart wristbands for tremor, the 2025 meetings showcase innovations that are pushing the field toward more personalized, non-invasive, and tech-enjoyed care. If you're listening on the Curie app, thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next time with more insights from the world of medicine and clinical practice. If you're listening on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, check out the Curie app for a personalized, ad-free experience built just for healthcare professionals. The download link is in the episode description. Until next time, stay curious and keep making a difference.